these are on a program cycle for timing. They're on a minimum cycle. Once it detects that traffic is moving, it will extend to the maximum cycle. So the biggest thing we want to relay to people is that if there is distracted driving, or people are looking at their phones or not doing something to move forward, the light's not going to recognize that there's a car there, and it's going to go to the minimum cycle, which means less motorists are going to be able to get through during a cycle and will back up traffic. So we really encourage people, when you're at this intersection, obviously you should always be paying attention to the road and not be distracted, but really keep in tune with that traffic signal, because that's going to allow everybody to get through and get as most vehicles through as possible.